After the argument with my aunt, I went outside. Bessie came looking for me. Your aunt wants you to leave in 1 or 2 days. Come and have your lunch, then we will start to get your things packed. I put my arms around her waist and held on to her. Ah, so you will be sorry to leave Bessie after all. Well, I have some good news for you. Your aunt and cousins are going out for tea, and cook says she will make us a cake to have together. What do you say? We had a truly happy afternoon together. Bessie told me her best stories and sang me her sweetest songs. Even for me, the sun did sometimes shine. At that moment, I felt sorry to be leaving that house. But the day arrived when I was to leave, the 19th of January. Bessie came to me at 5 o'clock in the morning, bringing me hot milk and bread, but I was too excited to eat. We walked down to the road, and soon the coach arrived. My things were loaded onto it, and I was put inside. I said goodbye to dear Bessie and set out to travel the 50 miles to Lowood School. The journey was very long, and being on my own for the first time and only 10 years old, I was terrified of kidnappers, but I did eventually fall asleep.